So what do we want? Stripping back everything, what is it that we want for ourselves? What is our fundamental orientation? Well, it's really very simple. We want to be happy and we don't want to suffer. We want to be happy, we don't want to experience pain. We want to feel protected. We want to feel secure and confident. We don't want to be frightened and scared. We don't want to be unsafe. We want that for our whole being. We want this happiness and this sense of well-being, not just for our hand, what a weird idea, or our head. We don't just want it for our mind. We want it for everything in us. We want to be happy through and through. Everybody feels that way, deep down. Sometimes we might go about fulfilling this in a very strange and indeed painful sort of way. We're more likely to see this clearly in other people. But whatever, we need to identify that basic fundamental sense of self-preservation and self-care. But Shantideva points out, well, that's not unique to you. You're not special in that way. Everybody feels that way. Everybody is of the same nature, exactly the same nature. They want to avoid pain. They want to be happy. They want to feel secure. They want to feel protected. They want to feel confident. The world is undivided in this respect. Everybody, all beings, are in fact part of one whole. In a sense, they have one body in the sense that they want to not suffer and they want to be happy. It's as if Shantideva is using that basic survival instinct that we have, using that feeling in himself to identify with others, to feel as others feel. So there's a wonderful alchemy going on here, a wonderful transformation going on here. We have that sense of self-preservation, self-orientation, self-identity, self-survival. We're using that, we're understanding that, feeling that, in order to identify with everybody else. Everybody has that feeling. Everybody feels that way. Using that as a trigger, if you like, to identify others with others and develop friendly love towards them.